plus your phone till you back online.
Hello, and welcome to Rambler in Chief. My name is Daniela, and right now we're trying to figure out how to get the mic on for Ben. So, this is Daniela, and Ben, you just can't hear from him right now, and he's actually really struggling, and I actually kind of like this right now. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Radio, Medford's Tough Freeform Radio. Here.
Hello, this is Ben. We are currently trying to figure out how to get my mic on, so I'm swinging Daniela's across the DJ station. We got a good show for you today. We are figuring out the technical difficulties, which we clearly have been trained for. And it's going to be a good show, as I already said. We're going to play a song right now, because that's going to give us like 3 minutes and 45 seconds to figure it out. Oh, is it 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay, so it's going to be a longer song. You're going to like it. And it's Daniela's song, so here we go.
Mother's kiss.
Hello and welcome back. Oh, good, you can hear me. Okay, so I'm Ben.
And I'm Daniela.
And we are two young entrepreneurs in the Boston area, and we're here to talk to you about music and art and cinema. So, Daniela, what was the most recent movie you've seen?
The most recent movie I saw. Oh, I know exactly what it was. It was on the way over here on the plane.
Okay.
From spring break. It was Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard it was fine.
It was fine.
Was it?
Did I enjoy it thoroughly? Not really.
So I recently watched a video essay where this person's discussing the merit of Shark Tale, and they discussed it in relation.
No. I'm going to stop you right there.
The lack thereof. The merit of Shark Tale.
Because Shark Tale sucks.
I
always hated it as a kid. The animations freaked me out.
Yeah. No. It is not a well-made movie. But they were comparing it to similar movies, such as, Ralph Breaks the Internet, and they were saying even that one, was a better movie. Even the Emoji Movie did better world building.
I didn't even watch the Emoji Movie.
No, the Emoji Movie was bad. I actually haven't seen it either, but...
It just sounds bad.
It does sound bad. Yeah, so we're just two average,
Joes.
Two average Joes. And we're here just to talk, hang out. We'd like it if you would call in. It's beautiful out. I hope you're outside listening to us on a portable radio, if those still exist. And
855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636.
I want to tell you about the most recent movie I saw, actually.
Tell us.
So this movie was, I actually saw it yesterday. It's called Shaolin Soccer. No, maybe two nights ago.
Wait, what?
It's called Shaolin Soccer. It is a movie about, I'm not 100% sure. Okay, so basically it starts off with this guy who used to be called Golden Leg or something. And he was the best soccer player ever. And then this evil guy broke his leg. And then this guy wants to get back into soccer. And he finds this guy who does kung fu who wants to promote the validity of kung fu. So they use kung fu to play soccer. They go in this tournament and they beat that evil guy who broke the first guy's leg using kung fu and soccer. And it's wild throughout.
When was this film made?
2001. And it has a 93 on Rotten Tomatoes. Genuinely amazing.
Was
it's
that
on Netflix.
Good?
It's actually very fun. I think it's a good fun. Fun, horrible, but fun film. It's sort of Dodgeball in a lot of ways. Not in the humor. I mean, I guess in the humor.
Wait, you mean the movie Dodgeball?
The movie Dodgeball. It's just wild. Here, should we play? You want to try my aux?
Yeah, it's already on. You just got to tell me.
Okay, hold on. We're going to play the preview.
Long ago, in this sacred temple, six best friends learned the secrets and mastered the power of an art called...
He just kung-fued a cart to parallel park it.
Now, they've lost their way, but one man is getting them back together.
Kung fu is perfect for sports.
To remind them of the courage they still have and apply it to a game they've never played.
It's like a ragtag team.
Shh, let them hear.
Pow! It will take time.
He just kicked the ball into the stratosphere. It's a visual. I need to explain the visual.
When you can kick an egg without breaking it, then you can join us.
Oh, and it will take the talents of a young girl.
You're beautiful and a kung fu master. You got it all.
Everybody was born
because they're not just going.
Look at how fun this looks. They're just playing. The special effects terrible, horrendous.
The most ruthless team ever assembled.
The ruthless team is called Team Evil. Subtle. It's subtle. It's some. All right, whatever. We don't have to play the whole thing. So, I just think that it's a good film, and I saw it weirdly enough at an overnight camp many moons ago, and
oh my god.
Then I got the chance to recently rewatch it, and it was good. So on that note, I think we should play a song.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so here's the next song. Enjoy.
Well.
It's going. Is it on?
Yeah, aux one.
What?
Oh.
We're starting it over. We're going to start the song over for you guys, okay? Here we go.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I have noticed that nobody called in. Unexpected. We are waiting. All nine of you. Yeah?
Nine.
We haven't lost a soul. And I know some of you guys are in cars, so...
Maybe you can't call and drive.
That's what Siri is for. Or Cortana. Or Cortana. Alexa. I'm just saying, there are options and...
Do you know that they're all female? Or, like, female-sounding
names? Did I know that? Yes.
I mean, you know, like, come on, human factors. Like,
okay,
why
Google,
would, why?
I think people interpret it as, like, less threatening, perhaps.
I don't think so. I think it's a service thing.
Ooh, I don't like those implications.
But I think
I can't argue with that. I think also there is something about, like, the audit, like, the spectral, like, analysis that would happen, like, for like female voices more frequently are higher, which are easier to perceive through like background
noise. Oh yeah, there's that there. There's that.
So I think there's like in addition to that horrible thing that you're right about, I think also there's some practicality to it.
No, I think so. I think I agree with the sounding thing, but why don't they just make it like a gender neutral name?
Like, okay, Google.
I guess Google, or like even Alexa. Alexis is a girl and a boy's name.
I think Alexa's
yeah,
like a female.
Cortana, name. Like
has
that's
that
vague,
a.
and
that
usually
a.
women's names end in A, usually. But I'm gendering names now.
Well,
so there you go.
There you go.
call us.
Discuss.
And see what you think on this
on this heated, relevant topic. Yeah, let us know. What else did you want to talk about? You had another thing.
Oh, yeah. This was lame because I feel like I took it off of this thing that we both applied to or filled out like a form. But what's your hot take?
I was trying
to figure it out. It took me forever. Is it bad? Is this me being egotistical thinking that I don't have a hot take?
That would be the opposite of egotistical. Or that means that you're super egotistical because you think everything you say is not a hot take.
That's what I mean.
Because you think you think right.
Not that I think right, but I feel like I agree with most of like what people think. And I'm
so you're
also
spineless.
Slightly, no, but I'm also slightly egotistical because I think like, yeah, I have very good judgment. Yeah. The only thing I could think of, like what I wrote down was like,
yeah,
SoCal is greater than NorCal, which people from NorCal.
That's a ice cool take. It's warmer.
No, I mean, you think
you
of
have
that,
less
but
water,
anyone
though.
From... What do you mean? Oh, yeah. No, not anymore. It's been raining like crazy.
That's such a SoCal thing to say. That's just a, like, no, global warming's temporarily not ruining our lives, so actually...
I mean, like, temporarily it isn't, but...
Okay, well, I would argue that that's not that hot of a take. I'll say my take, too. I don't think mine was necessarily hot, but I do think it was something that people aren't talking enough about.
Okay, do tell.
Last year... For one night only, they served shark in
DeWitt.
They
did that this year.
They did
that this year on the Under the Sea. They always serve Cape shark.
No, it's dogfish.
What?
Whatever. It's a DeWitt served shark and no one's talking about
it
and
that
was
Cape
my
shark.
Hot take. Last year it was dogfish, which is a shark.
They literally served Cape shark twice since I've been here.
That's
and it's
weird.
Been under
but
the
why
sea.
But one time it was not under the sea. One time it was just there.
Yeah, Cape shark.
They tried
shark
to pass
tenders.
It off as like that's weird.
That's what it was. I know, Ben.
That's my hot take. That's my hot take.
I am not disagreeing with you that that's strange. I'm just saying that it's happened before. So at this point, I'm like slightly unfazed by it. But I tell my family, they're like, oh, do they serve fish? And I'm like, yeah, but like weird fish.
Like
and then
shark.
I list Cape shark. And they're like, what?
They're yeah. Like, is that allowed?
Is that allowed?
Is that allowed? Like, oh, I can't do the vine. But like,
is
you know,
that
the vine
allowed?
Is like, is that allowed?
Is
like
that
one.
Allowed? Yeah.
Like that one. Yeah. That's how I feel. Okay, so we're going to play a song, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Play one.
Should we do it?
Let's
This is
do
a song
it.
By a band that I like, but I actually don't know if I've heard this song. So it's going to be, we're going to talk about it together. Here we are.
Here we go.
Just listen.
Hey, baby.
Hello, welcome back to Rambler in Chief. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I should say, the past songs that you listened to,
all of them,
the first one we started off was The Suburbs by Arcade Fire. Then it was Kishibashi's Hey Big Star.
That's maybe the hardest band name to pronounce.
Nah, there's worse, I feel like.
I have the worst time with this one. It's just like, because the I and the A are like different, because they're different letters.
Okay. So
So they're hard to pronounce. It's, and there's the S.
Foster the People's Houdini, Bleachers, Let's Get Married, and the one we just played right now was By Your Hand by Los Campesinos, who are actually from Wales. So yeah. That's how that's what their name is, but that's me personally. Anyways.
So while you were busy listening to the beautiful music notes that we were just playing for you, Daniela had a very hot take.
Yeah, I just said that I wasn't a big fan of Bleachers, which is not a good reason at all, which we can then extrapolate this to the bigger
question. Hold on, I think is a hot take.
Well, yeah, you can say it's a hot take.
I think it's one of the hottest takes. I don't know anyone that's hate Bleachers.
No, I didn't say I hate. I don't hate anything, because that takes a lot of time and energy, emotional and mental. Okay. I don't really like Bleachers, mainly because, which is so dumb not to like them. I think it's just like the music reminds me of Young the Giant ripoff, kind of.
It's so different. Young the Giant's way more like grungy, I feel like, and like slow.
I don't know. Anyway, so I feel like it's that.
She can't be convinced.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I can be later. But so I think that A. And B, I don't really like Anton, whatever his last name is, or something Anton, the lead singer.
I don't know the names.
Mainly because he's married to Lena Dunham, and I really don't like Lena Dunham because she's, I hate using this word because everyone uses it, but like problematic.
How so?
I don't know. Because she like shows herself kind of like as like the young millennial woman, but she's a white woman. And her whole show, Girls, that she wrote and directed, is basically about, like, getting, like, her rich parents, like, taking money away from her, so she has to work for a living. She's like, oh my God, what am I gonna do? And everyone's like, this is, like, the life of a young 20-something. And it's like, no, that's not. No. And, I mean, there's other things, too. She's just kind of annoying. And that's it.
So that is why Daniela
hates I don't hate the Bleachers. I'm just not a big fan.
Call in if you think that's a legitimate reason.
I personally don't think
if you think it's a legitimate reason.
No, do call in.
Call in if it's an illegitimate reason.
Or just voice your opinion if you don't like someone.
Yeah, call in. Just like
tell us some juicy stuff.
Tell us who you don't like. anyone. It doesn't matter.
No, but
matter.
Like I recognize it is not a legitimate reason. And this can be brought up to like this whole bigger debate. I mean, this is like a thanks to that one listener that joined us, by the way.
Hello, caller number 10.
So back to what I was saying, this could be brought, like, this is a very, like, small corner and piece of this larger discussion of can you separate the artist from their artwork if the artist himself is a bad dude or a bad woman
This is a big discussion, actually.
That's what I mean. It is a big discussion. Because, like, it's not fault that the lead singer of Bleachers, like, can I enjoy his music without knowing that he's married to Lena Dunham?
Maybe she doesn't suck. It's just like her like public stances that kind of suck.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know her.
Or like maybe her actions suck, but she herself is like totally okay.
Yeah, but like thing, like where people talk about XXXTentacion, like can we appreciate his music even though we know of how bad of a person is? Kanye West is the same thing.
Yeah.
You can even argue if Kendrick Lamar is the same thing, because he may or may have not admitted that he had killed someone, you know, in his music.
Right.
But, I mean, the Kendrick Lamar I'm willing to give a little more, because he talks about his life and, like, being gangs and stuff like that, or, like, being surrounded in that environment and not really having a choice. However, when you have Kanye West saying, like, really inflammatory things, like, can you...
Yeah. Here's my question. Here's what I want to think
about.
Or, like,
that other movie guy. Sorry. Makes the movies. Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Married his stepdaughter. I mean, his adopted daughter.
Right.
That's...
Yeah. But here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
You know how, like, restaurants play music?
Yeah.
What if you're walking by a restaurant, and they're playing music loudly, and you hear the music of somebody that is a bad person?
Yeah.
But in that moment, you like the song. Is that okay? because your consumption of that music in that situation is in no way benefiting the artist.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And does it matter if your enjoyment of benefits the artist?
No,
and does that change how it is?
No, I guess not. But like immediately when I think of a song, I think of the artist and I'm like, oh, I have some sort of opinion on it. And immediately, like, obviously I can't do anything. I can't turn off my ears.
Right. You can't do anything but either enjoy it or be like, this is fine, or
Or just don't listen to it. I mean, like, how many times I've walked into a party and or, like, a situation, they've been playing Kanye West or XXX, like...
Or, like, R. Kelly, like...
Or, yes, R. Kelly, obvious. It's the biggest one right now.
Like, if I go onto iTunes and I purchase a song by R. Kelly...
You're helping
I'm
him
directly
for his
helping R. Kelly. Yeah. But if that same song that I would have bought is playing somewhere else.
Yeah, you can't do anything about it.
I could. Am I allowed to enjoy it though? Or do I need to. Or am I obligated at some level to say, like, this person's a bad person? I shouldn't listen to their music.
I think it's just a recognizing thing. I mean, obviously, if you're like. I don't know. For me personally, I'm always like, look, this guy's a bad dude. Like, I know that. And I will say that to the, you know, whatever. I feel like. You can't just be like, oh, I cannot enjoy this. The thing is, enjoyment is something that, like, you can't really control that much. So.
That's true.
I don't know. It's a weird.
A thought experiment.
Yes. Let us know.
Let us know. Call in.
Call in.
We really, please. We really want to talk. So.
This is 855-915-9636. 855-915-9636. Call us now. I gave you a song. Come on. You got to call it now.
She has never sung anything near or around me.
Oh, wow.
So this was a beautiful first time for that.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So should we teach him some more things?
Yeah. Or we can play one song.
We could play. Okay.
Yeah. You got one for us?
I might have one. I actually also haven't heard this. So if I'm not mistaken, this next song. So. Ooh, that was a loud car horn. Sorry about that. So I'm going to just try to describe this song that I actually myself haven't heard, and we're going to turn it off if I don't like it. But so a while ago, one of my friends made me a playlist, and we're from Illinois, and in Illinois, we celebrate Kashmir Pulaski Day.
Oh my God, what is that?
I'm not 100% sure. I think it was something to do with the war. I don't fully know. So I'm not going to say. But... we get a day off of school, and this band, I believe, either their album or the artist is called Illinois, and their song is called Kashmir Pulaski Day. So I don't think I've listened to the song, so we're going to play it, and if we don't like it, we'll play something else. So that was a weird, convoluted way of introducing the song, and here it is.
Goldenrod and the 4-H stone, the things I brought you when I found out you had cancer off the bone. Your father cried on the telephone, and he drove his car into the Navy Yard just to prove that he was sorry. In the morning, shade, when the light pressed up against your shoulder blade, I could see what you were reading. All the glory that the Lord has made, and the complications you could do without, when I kissed you on the mouth. Tuesday night at the Bible study, we lift our hands and pray over your body, but nothing ever happens. I remember at Michael's house in the living room when you kissed my neck and I almost touched your blouse. at the top of the stairs when your father found out what we did that night, and he told me you were scared. All the glory when you ran outside with your shirt tucked in and your shoes untied, and you told me not to follow you. Sunday night, when I clean the house, I find the card where you wrote it out with the pictures of your mother. On the floor at the great divide, with my shirt tucked in and my shoes untied, I am crying in the bathroom. Nurse runs in with her head hung low, and the cardinal hits the window. In the morning, in the winter shade, on the 1st of March, on the holiday, I thought I saw you breathing. All the glory that the Lord has made, and the complications when I see his face in the morning in the window. All the glory when he took our place, but he took my shoulders and he shook my face, and he takes and he takes and he takes.
Okay, it turned out that song was, like, fine.
Yeah, it was fine if you're into that, like, coffee house.
Which I'm not.
I am on certain times. Like, I have to be in the mood for it, and honestly, I wasn't.
I wasn't.
That's okay.
You were not there. So, yeah, we're going to teach you some stuff. Is my aux on?
It is now. Oh.
Ooh, my B. Hold on. We're ready. Okay, here we are. Storm season, emergency preparedness, PSA.
PSA.
So we have a picture, actually. This one includes a picture.
As he moves the microphone closer to the picture.
So you can hear the picture. Storm surge from the northeast blizzard of 1978. It's storm season. With power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home.
Wow,
dot.
What you mean?
A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow, thank you for that. That was quite a story.
That was, wow.
We should do, like, honestly, a channel where we just write, like a podcast where it's like, today on, like, Cereal, or not obviously not cereal, because we won't talk about serial killers.
Cereal.
But like today, we talk on you know, we have a short story about this and we play music along with it.
Ooh.
Or like when you do this, like Spanish language, or not so Spanish, but like I'm sure like AP, whatever language.
I'll let you know. I took
the AP Spanish, and you know how they always have those audio clips as if they're a podcast or radios. They always have the music, duh, 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 and then they try to make it like more complicated so you can't hear the words.
Oh my God,
the
it's
music.
So annoying. We had this. Did you watch this video, like, Donde Esta, like, Donde Eres Maria or something like that?
No, I didn't.
It was this, like, weird, horrible, it's Donde Eres, De Donde Eres Maria? No, Eres Tu Maria. Okay, I'm going to play the intro.
Wait, what?
It's on Vimeo. That's, like, a very important platform. It is in 4x3. So, this is, like, the music they play. It's just this, like, horrible, horribly made, like, detective show that we watch for Spanish classes. And that was the music that they used. But it was good. I mean, definitely important. Would be the word I would use. I would call it important. Do you want to play a song, Danielle?
Yeah, I'll play a song right now. This is one of my favorite songs of all time, and I hope you all enjoy. This is... Oh, wait, sorry. We forgot to introduce the other song.
Oh, yeah.
That was Sofjan Stevens, Casimir Pulaski Day. Pulaski? I don't know.
Casimir Pulaski Day.
Okay, thanks for that. All right, on to the next song.
On to the next song.
That I was. When it's tough, when you get stuck, you hit the wall of the writer's block. You need a spark, a light in the dark, so get you out of your head and into your heart. Something in the way she moves, candle in the wind, and it's blowing everywhere we go. All these girls got something going on. Met in a club, her name was Lola. Champagne tasting Coca-Cola in the hands of my love, and oh, my love does it good. All us boys need something that they got. This one's for Elise, Norma Jean, Patty Boy. Nearly a mortal beloved Beethoven. They all lit a spark, and you know that they got it going. Shout out to the girl over there in my chair. Whoa, Elise, Norma Jean, Patty Boy, and Carole King, Hollywood Lawn, Linda Eastman, Candy Darling, got it started with a song. This one's for Elise, Norma Jean, Patty Boyd, and Carole King, Hollywood Lawn, Linda Eastman, Candy Darling, got it started. This one's for Elise. This one's for Elise. This one's for Elise.
And we're back. That was a really good song, Ben.
Thank you. That is the first time Daniela has said that about my music.
That's so not true. That is so not true.
That is absolutely the case. That was the first time. Somebody has called in once before and actually said, like, what song was that? And they told me that my music was good. But Daniela has not.
Oh, that is such a lie. But you know what? Whatever.
So we're getting there, guys. It is 54 and 40 seconds. And we hope you've liked the show. We hope you've enjoyed calling it. Oh, wait. None of you have done that.
Let's see. None of the...
Yeah, how many? How many of these?
The 8 listeners that we
have. Oh, we lost one. Okay. Oh, wait. We lost 2.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Hey, thanks to the 8 that have been faithful.
You know what? Actually, we don't need external validation.
No, we don't.
We're out here doing our thing week after week because we
sometimes,
love it.
For the most part, week after
putting our blood, sweat, and tears. Mostly
tears. But keeping
tears.
The station clean.
We are keeping... We wipe. We wipe it down week after week for our own benefit because we like hearing ourselves talk.
Yeah.
And we don't need you guys to be like...
Good but song. Thank you.
Yeah, no. It's not to say don't listen.
and this thanks for listening and all that stuff. And this has been Daniela.
I'm Ben.
And you all, 8 of you, have been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. In case you couldn't see, I did some hand gestures there.
Some nice hand gestures. Yeah. That really punctuated the point.
The point. Anyways, and so
with that,
that was St. Motel's For Elise, by the way. We've been really bad at announcing the music.
Yeah, sorry.
And the next one's going to be a Sylvanesso song called Could I Be. This is probably the last song. I hope you all enjoy. Have a nice week.
We'll see you.
Enjoy the weather.
Enjoy the weather.
Because the groundhog was indeed right.
As he always is.
Yeah.
That's the best scientific principle I can think of. Let's not change that system at all.
All right. Have a nice night.
Good night.
Pack of wolves, we're running from home to home.